Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketoleno. Leaders cutting across party lines have extended support to the actions taken by the Cabinet Committee on Security against Pakistan following the Pahalgam terror attack. They also assured the government of full support in fight against terrorism and possible action taken by it during the all-party meeting convened by the government at Parliament House complex in New Delhi yesterday in view of the Pahalgam terror attack. Talking to media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said all parties expressed their concern at the terror attack and extended their support. He said the Defence Minister informed about the incident that happened in Pahalgam and the actions taken by the Indian government in the Cabinet Committee on Security meeting.
सारे पॉलिटिकल पार्टी सरकार के साथ खड़ा है और पूरा देश खड़ा है ये संदेश भी सब पॉलिटिकल पार्टी ने दिया है और सब पार्टी के नेताओं ने एक ही आवाज में कहा है कि सरकार जो भी कदम उठाएगा साथ देंगे ये भी सब पार्टी के नेताओं ने कहा है और मीटिंग पॉजिटिव नोट में समाप्त हुई और मैं मानता हूं कि आज के इस महत्वपूर्ण ऑल पार्टी बैठक में जो हमने स्पिरिट अडॉप्ट किया है कि एकजुट होकर के लड़ाई लड़ेंगे आतंकवाद के खिलाफ वो आगे भी जारी रहेगा और एक अपील किया है कि ऐसे समय में हम एक दूसरे के खिलाफ राजनीतिक दृश्य से ना दिखें और राजनीति ना करें ऐसे माहौल में देश एकजुट रहना चाहिए ये भी सबने संदेश दिया है.
Talking to media after attending the meeting, Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi said everyone condemned the Pahalgam terror attack and the opposition has given full support to the government to take any action.
कंडेम किया है सबने जो हुआ है और पूरी सपोर्ट किया है ऑपोजिशन ने सरकार को कोई भी एक्शन नहीं.
Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said that all parties condemned the terror attack. He said that efforts should be made to maintain peace in Jammu and Kashmir. Around 13 leaders of different political parties attended the meeting, which lasted for around 2 hours. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi will visit Jammu and Kashmir today in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack. Sources said that the Army Chief will review the security situation in the region. It added that top commanders of the local military formations will brief the Army Chief on the counter-terrorist measures taken by the force in the valley and along the line of control. Nagaland Board of School Education, NBSC, will declare the provisional results of High School Leaving Certificate and Higher Secondary School Leaving Certificate Examinations 2025 in the afternoon today. More from our correspondent.
Nagaland Board of School Education has informed that the HSLC and HSSLC 2025 results will be made available on both print and digital modes. Soft copy of the results can be accessed on web portals www.nbsenl.edu.in, www.indiaresults.com, www.results.shiksha, www.jagranjosh.com, www.schools9.com and www.indianexpress.com. While provision to download the marks or mark sheet will be available from website www.nbsenl.edu.in, www.indiaresults.com or www.results.shiksha. The results can also be accessed on Result app from Android phones. Asonyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
A total of 23,267 students, including 957 compartmental candidates, were enrolled for the matric exam, while 17,194 candidates, including 546 compartmental candidates, appeared for HSSLC exams. The Combined Technical Association of Nagaland, CTAN, and the Nagaland Net Qualified Forum, NNQF, have called off their agitation following an assurance from the Minister in charge of higher education to revoke the Cabinet's order to absorb the 147 contractual assistant professors and librarians. The protest was officially called off after Minister Temjan Imnalong held a meeting with the agitating groups yesterday at the Directorate Office in Kohima. The Minister remarked the meeting as a positive deliberations with both sides engaging in detailed discussions about the challenges and how best to address them. Expressing appreciation for the cooperative spirit shown during the talks, Mr. Along voiced optimism about a positive outcome from the discussions and requested CTAN and NNQF to suspend their agitation. Reassuring all stakeholders, the minister emphasized the government's commitment to addressing the concerns raised. He affirmed that it would work collaboratively to resolve the grievances and move forward constructively.
As for me, I have the Honorable Chief Minister above me and Honorable Cabinet is there. So whatever we have deliberated, I have requested them to stop their agitations. We will mitigate their grievances and work together. So until I apprise my leaders, I think things will be smooth for now, and look forward to working with all of them in a positive manner without any problems in the days to come.
And the Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, has launched a new online portal, conference.epolclearance.gov.in, to streamline the process of granting political clearances to foreign nationals participating in conferences, seminars, workshops, and sporting events held in India. The portal, developed as part of the Digital India Mission, aims to reduce processing times and make the entire process fully online and user-friendly. The MEA has urged all government departments, autonomous institutions, and private organizers to adopt and promote the portal, and has invited feedback for further improvement. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned, as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.